41 years ago, President Reagan signed the law establishing Martin Luther King Jr. Day as a federal holiday, and many people honor King's memory with a day of community service. His fight for civil rights in the U.S. was not unlike the equality campaigns of another iconic and inspirational man of freedom revered throughout the world, Nelson Mandela. Dr. Bruce Thompson, professor of history at Frederick Community College, explores the similarities between these Nobel Peace Prize recipients and the lesson that even in the bleakest of conditions, with great leadership, great change is possible.
In the past few months, we celebrated the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech and mourned the passing of Nelson Mandela. These men led two of the most successful reform movements in the 20th century. Thus, the King holiday provides an opportunity to reflect on a lesson King and Mandela can teach us today. Both men confronted a system of racial oppression. Segregation replaced slavery in the United States after 1865. It became national law in 1896 with the separate but equal decision in Plessy v. Ferguson. Yes, the Supreme Court overturned Plessy in 1954 with Brown v. Board of Education, but the practice of segregation still guided American society when King emerged as the leader of the Montgomery bus boycott in 1955. Racial separation in South Africa was the norm since the colonial days under Dutch rule. Apartheid, state of being apart, became the official policy in 1948. It stripped black South Africans of their citizenship and generated a forced migration into 10 tribes located in self-governing homelands. Segregation permeated all facets of both societies. King and Mandela joined and contributed to active protest efforts to confront segregation. The U.S. modern civil rights movement started in the 1930s when the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People launched a reform movement to end segregation. Direct legal action tied to community mobilization dismantled the legal foundation of segregation. Then, King introduced nonviolent direct action as a method for challenging the practice of segregation in the Deep South. Similarly, Mandela sought to confront injustice in South Africa. He joined the African National Congress and later served 27 years in prison for his sabotage activities against the apartheid government. In separate venues, King and Mandela empowered the oppressed to protest with resolve, reached out to the majority with love and reconciliation, and articulated a vision of an inclusive, integrated society. So what lesson can we take from the example of King and Mandela? Change is possible. Segregation and apartheid have legally ended. Equal opportunity is now the new racial policy in both countries. In fact, Mandela served as president of South Africa, and today Barack Obama leads the United States. To be sure, systemic and personal racism still exist, and much remains to be done. King and Mandela, however, left us with a model for change. Let us continue the work of building an integrated society where people, in King's words, are not judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
Visit mlkday.gov to connect with MLK Day of Service volunteer opportunities. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational organization that uses the humanities, such as ethics and literature, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue about critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WYPR, your NPR news station.